I'd like to begin by reading three passages of scripture.
好，我们开始先来读三段经文。
And then we will pray.
然后我们再祷告。
The first passage is found in Ephesians chapter 1.
第一段是在以弗所书的第一章。
Verses 3
through 6. 三到六节。
Go ahead and read.
Okay, 我们大家一起来读。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
Next passage is Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6.
下一段经文是在加拉太书的第四章四到六节，我们同声来读。极致时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。
And then finally, Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17.
好，最后是罗马书的第八章十四到十七节。因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。你们所受的，不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的，乃是儿子的心。因此，我们呼叫阿爸父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Our gracious God and Father,
满有恩典的父神。
You are the God of every nation, every tribe, every tongue.
你是万邦万国万族万民的神。
Truly, this is your world.
是的，这的确是天父的世界。
And you are the ruler of the nations.
你掌管所有的万国万民。
And Father, we thank you that you sent your Son into this world.
父，我们感谢你差遣你的独生子来到世上。
We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我为着主耶稣基督而感恩。
We thank you that He is the Lamb of God who takes away our sins.
我们感谢你，他是神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
And Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit.
父，我们也为着你赐的圣灵感谢你。
The Spirit of adoption.
那是收养的灵。
And Father, we pray tonight.
主，我们为今晚祷告。
That your word would go forth in power.
你的道会带着能力而发出。
We pray that it would go forth in the power of the Holy Spirit.
带着圣灵的能力，让你的道发出。
And Father, we pray tonight for those who are not your children yet.
主，我们为那些还没有认识你的，不是你的儿女的祷告。
We pray that tonight you would open their eyes.
主，愿今晚你开他们的眼睛。
And that you would open their hearts.
开他们的心门。
That they would receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
好叫他们接待主耶稣基督。
And be able to call you Father.
能够呼唤你阿爸父啊。
And so we ask that you would draw near to us.
愿你今晚与我们相亲相近。
We pray, Father, that you would shine the light of your Spirit on your word.
愿你圣灵的光照在你的话语之上。
And we pray that in all these things, Jesus Christ would be exalted and glorified.
愿耶稣基督在凡事上都得荣耀，得尊贵。
And we ask this in his blessed name. Amen.
我们这样祷告是奉他那蒙福之名。Amen.
I'd like to ask you a question tonight.
今晚我要问大家一个问题。
How do you think about your relationship with God?
你认为你与神的关系如何？你跟神的关系是什么样的关系？
Certainly somebody could say, well, I am God's servant.
当然有人可以说我是神的仆人啊，我是他的奴仆。
And that would be true.
这没错，这是事实啊。
Someone could say, well, I'm a creature and he's the creator.
也有人会说我是受造之物，他是创造之主。
And that also is true.
这也没错，这是事实。
We could say that I'm a justified sinner.
我也可以说我是一个被称义的罪人。
And that is also wonderfully true.
这也是的确奇妙的是事实。
But I want to suggest to you tonight,
但是今晚我要向你建议,
that we should think of ourselves first and foremost,
我们应该想到我们跟神的关系最重要、最主要的,
as the children of God.
我们乃是神的儿女。
When you think of God, do you think of him as your father?
当你想到神的时候,你是不是认为他是你的父?
To become a child of God,
成为一个神的儿女,
and to have God as your father,
有神成为你的父,
requires what the Bible calls adoption.
这是圣经所说的收养,收养。
This is a vital truth.
这是一个非常重要的真理。
As we've seen in other studies,
当我们看到在别的圣经神学研究当中,
we all fell in Adam.
我们在亚当里全部都堕落了。
And so Adam's guilt was charged to us.
亚当的罪被归算在我们的头上。
And when we fell in Adam,
当我们在亚当里堕落的时候,
we became a part of Satan's kingdom.
我们就成了撒旦的国度里的一个成员了。
Living under his dominion.
我们就在撒旦的统管之下。
In darkness.
在黑暗当中。
When we fell, we became a part of the devil's family.
是当我们堕落的时候，我们成了撒旦的家庭的一个分子。
And when we fell in Adam,
当我们在亚当里堕落了，
we died spiritually,
我们属灵上就死了，
and we became sinners,
我们就成了罪人了。
And so our greatest need as fallen human beings,
所以我们这些堕落的罪人，我们最大的需要，
our greatest need as sinners,
我们身为罪人，我们最大最重要的需要，
is to be given a new legal status,
就是需要得到一个新的合法的地位，
to receive a new life,
而且得到一个新生命，
and belong to a new family,
更归属一个新的家庭。
And God actually addresses each one of these needs,
神的确满足了我们这三方面的需要，
in the saving work of Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督的救赎满足了这三方面的需求。
So because I'm guilty in Adam,
因为我在亚当里头有罪，
I need a new legal status.
所以我需要一个新的，
I receive that new legal status.
我需要一个新的地位。我怎么得到这个新地位呢？
When God justifies me.
当神称我为义的时候，我就得到一个新的合法地位。
Remember, justification,
记得称义,
is when God actually declares something about me.
意思就是当神宣布我的地位。
He makes a legal declaration.
他用从法庭上向宣告一个合法的地位。
He says of the person who is justified in Christ,
他说一个人在基督里被称义的人啊，
that person is clothed in the righteousness of my son.
这个人披戴了，穿戴了我儿子的义。
All of their sins have been pardoned.
他所有的罪都得蒙赦免了。
And they now have a righteous standing in my sight.
如今他们站在神面前是在一个称义的地位上。
As sinners, we're dead in our trespasses and sins.
我们从前身为罪人，我们死在罪恶过犯中。
And so we need new life.
所以我们需要新生命。
And God addresses our need of new life by the regenerating power of the Holy Spirit. And so we were dead in trespasses and sins. And God the Holy Spirit makes us alive in Christ. We call that being born again. That new life is nothing less than the Spirit of God dwelling in us. And then that new life is lived out for the rest of our life. In the process of what we call sanctification. But what about the new family? Here we are, born into the devil's family, which is a terrible family. It is a family where we are neglected and abused. We live in darkness and the filth of our own sin. And we desperately need to be rescued from that family and brought into a better family. And that's what God does in adoption. We become the children of God. Now, we've read three passages from Paul. And Paul uses this expression, adoption. Now, we need to understand that when Paul uses this particular word, he brings two ideas together. One is the act of adoption, and then the result, which is sonship. So the translation that I use translates that word in Paul as adoption as sons. To understand this is vitally important. One theologian put it like this. Our understanding of Christianity cannot be better than our grasp of adoption. So what do we mean by adoption?
所以收养到底是什么意思呢?
The first thing is, adoption is an act of God's grace.
首先, 收养是神白白的恩典的作为。
Just like justification is by grace,
正如称义是靠着恩典,
and being born again by God's Spirit is of grace,
重生也是借着圣灵的恩典。
So adoption is an act of God's free grace.
所以照样, 收养也是神白白的恩典的作为。
In other words, we don't deserve to be brought into God's family.
换言之,
we're not just undeserving,
我们不仅是不配啊,
we're hell deserving.
我们配下地狱,
and yet God chooses to adopt us, to become His own children, and it is all of His grace. It is not as if he walks into the devil's orphanage and says, there's a cute one. I want that one. There's nothing in us that makes God bring us into his family.
要收养我们进入他的家中。
All of his good pleasure.
一切都是因着他的旨意，他的拣选。
So adoption is an act of God's free grace.
所以恩典是神白白的，收养是神白白恩典的作为。
For the sake of Christ.
是因基督的缘故。
Very clearly in the passages that we read,
很明显在我们刚读的这些经文当中，
especially in the Ephesians 1 passage,
特别在以弗所书第一章那段经文，
Paul tells us that we were adopted in Christ.
保罗告诉我，我们在基督里被收养。
We were chosen in Christ,
我们在基督里被拣选。
And predestined to adoption in Christ,
而且预定在基督里得儿子的名分。
And so God chooses us,
所以神拣选我们，
not because of our righteousness,
不是因着我们的义，
or our merit,
或者我们自己有什么善行，有什么好处，
but because of Christ,
乃是因着基督，单单因着基督的缘故。
So God chooses us in Him,
所以神在基督里头拣选了我们。
So here is the beautiful picture.
这是那一幅美好的图画啊。
God takes us from being in Adam,
神把我们从亚当里头拿出来。
And in the darkness of the devil's family,
在那撒旦的黑暗的家庭中把我们拿出来。
And as a part of this present evil age,
把我们从这个黑暗败坏的世代里头拿出来。
And he transfers us into his family.
他把我们迁移到他的家庭中。
And the next part,
好，下一部分,
is that God then grants to us, next number,
okay.
God then grants to us all of the legal rights and privileges of being his children.
然后神就赐给我们他儿女的一切的合法的权益和特权。
So, let's unpack this a little bit more.
我们稍微把这个讲解一下。
There are going to be four aspects to adoption.
在收养里头有四个方面啊。
I had three, but it's actually four.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. 其实有四方面，这里说的是三啊。
The first is, it's a redemptive term.
首先呢，这是一个救赎的用词。
Notice the passage again in Galatians chapter 4.
我们再看看加拉太书第四章这段经文啊。
Notice particularly verse 5.
特别注意第五节。
So that he might redeem those who were under the curse of the law.
他要把那些从咒诅，在律法咒诅的下面的人救赎出来。
That we might receive the adoption as sons.
好叫我们得着儿子的名分。
So God redeems us.
所以神把我们赎出来。
In order to adopt us.
好叫我们可以得到儿子的名分，被收养，成为他家庭一份子。
So adoption, first and foremost, is a redemptive term.
首先呢，最重要的，收养是一个救赎的用词，救赎。
When we talk about redemption,
当我们讲到救赎的时候，
it's related to the Old Testament concept,
这是跟旧约的一个概念呢，有关。
Of the Exodus,
就是出埃及记的这个概念有关。
Where God redeems his people from the house of bondage.
是在出埃及记里头，神把他的百姓从为奴之家捆锁当中救赎出来，出埃及。
The Exodus was the Old Testament redemption.
所以出埃及就是旧约里的救赎。
In Paul's day in the Roman Empire,
在保罗的日子，那个时候罗马帝国里面，
to redeem somebody,
去救赎一个人的意思。
Was to pay the price for to buy a slave's freedom.
就是把一个奴隶付一笔钱，把他从奴役当中救出来，买出来，赎出来。
So God actually redeems us from the house of bondage.
所以神其实是把我们从那奴役的之家，奴役之家救出来，赎出来。
And he redeems us from slavery.
他把我们从奴役中救出来，赎出来。
To sonship,
使我们得到儿子的名分。
That's why Paul says in Galatians 4:7,
所以在第
no, not yet.
第四章第七节，在加拉太书四章七节。
You're no longer slaves,
保罗说你不再是奴仆了。
But sons,
你乃是儿子了。
And so we were slaves of sin,
所以我们从前是罪的奴仆。
We were slaves of the devil. Life in the devil's family is always slavery. Listen to what Jesus says to the Pharisees in John
8:41-44. 你们是行你们父所行的事，继续读。他们说，我们不是从淫乱生的，我们只有一位父，就是神。耶稣说，倘若神是你们的父，你们就必爱我，因为我本是出于神，也是从神而来，并不是由着自己来，乃是他差我来。你们为什么不明白我的话呢？ 无非是因你们不能听我的道，你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们的父的私欲，你们偏要行。他从起初是说杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
So there are two fathers mentioned in this passage.
这段经里头讲到了两个父。
There is God.
一是神。
And who's the other father that's mentioned?
另外一个父是谁啊? 魔鬼。
Okay, so the devil.
就是魔鬼撒旦。
And so Jesus says very clearly, if God is your father,
耶稣说得很清楚, 如果神是你的父,
you love me.
你就会爱我。
But if you don't love me,
如果你不爱我,
God is not your father.
那么神就不是你的父,
the devil is your father.
反之,魔鬼才是你的父,
the reality is,
事实是,
everybody in the world
世上每一个人,
either belongs to God as their father,
就是属于神, 神是他的父,
or they belong to the devil as their father.
要不就属魔鬼, 魔鬼是他们的父,
There's no in between.
没有中间路线。
God is either your father or Satan is your father.
要不是神是你的父, 要不就是魔鬼是你的父。
And so when God adopts us,
当神收养我们成为他的儿女的时候,
He goes into the family of the wicked father,
他就进到那个邪恶的父的家中,
and rescues us,
然后拯救我们。
And brings us into his wonderful new family.
把我们带进他那个美好的新家庭里。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。 2-3节。 我们大家一起来读。 那时,你们在其中行事为人, 顺从今世的风俗, 顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间，放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
So to be in the devil's family,
所以在撒旦的家中,
is to be dead in our trespasses and sins, and it's to walk according to the devil's plans,
然后也是按照魔鬼撒旦的计划在运行,
to live according to our own lusts,
我们放纵自己肉体的私欲而生活,
our own desires,
照着自己心中所喜好的去行,
and to be in the devil's family,
在撒旦的家中,
is to be a child of wrath,
就是那可怒之子啊。
And so when God redeems us,
是当神救赎我们,
when He rescues us,
当他拯救我们,
He takes us out of that bondage,
他把我们从这样的捆绑当中救出来,
and brings us into the glorious freedom of the sons of God.
然后我们迁移进入神儿子的荣耀的释放与自由之中。
And so John chapter 1 and verse 12,
福音1:12节说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。So
to as many as received him, that is the Lord Jesus.
好，凡接待他的，他指的是主耶稣基督，神的儿子。
God gives to them
神就赐他们,
the right or the authority to be called the children of God.
就赐他们权柄或者这样的特权做神的儿女。
1 John chapter 3,
约翰一书三章,
verses 1 and 2,
1到2节, 你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱, 使我们得称为神的儿女, 我们也真是他的儿女。 世人所以不认识我们, 是因未曾认识他。 亲爱的弟兄啊, 我们现在是神的儿女, 将来如何, 还未显明, 但我们知道, 主若显现, 我们必要向他, 因为必得见他的真体。
When God adopts us, He shows His love to us.
当神收养我们成为他的儿女, 他就把他的爱浇灌在我们身上。
By that love, we become His children.
借着这个慈爱, 我们就成了他的儿女了。
There's an old hymn that we sing.
有一首古老的诗歌, 我们唱的。
Maybe you sing it as well.
也许你也唱啊。
It's Redeemed, How I Love to Proclaim It.
Redeemed. To proclaim it. 就是得救赎, 救赎, 我真是喜爱, 喜爱宣告这个救赎,
redeemed by the blood of the Lamb,
靠着羔羊的血被救赎了,
redeemed through His infinite mercy,
借着他那无限的恩典被救赎了,
His child and forever I am.
永永远远我要成为他的儿女了。
And so adoption is a redemptive term.
所以, 收养是一个救赎的用词。
But secondly, it is a legal term.
好,不但如此, 第二呢, 也是一个法律的用词。
Okay. So when God adopts us into His family,
当神收养我们进到他的家庭里的时候,
He grants to us,
他赐给我们,
all of the full rights and privileges,
他把所有儿女的特权和权益都
as the sons and daughters of God,
儿女的权益全部都赐给我们,
so in other words, the status of sonship,
换言之,这个做儿女的这个身份啊,
is conferred on us by God Himself.
是神自己白白赐予我们的。
We don't become like sons.
我们不仅仅是有一点像他的儿女，不是像他儿女而已。
We don't become foster children.
我们不仅仅是收养的二等公民，不。
Or even quote adopted sons.
就算是所谓的收养的儿女，不是二等。
We simply become the children of the living God.
我们乃是成为那。 永生活神的真正的儿女。
Romans chapter 8 verse 17,
罗马书第八章十七节说, 既是儿女, 便是后嗣, 就是神的后嗣, 和基督同作后嗣。
So, in my own personal life,
在我个人的见证, 生命当中呢,
on November 7th, the year 2000,
11月7号, 2000年的时候,
My wife Ariel,
我太太, 她太太, Ariel,
my daughter Ashley,
她的女儿, Ashley,
and my son Zachary,
她的儿子, Zachary,
went into the courtroom,
他们三个人进到了法庭,
with a little boy named Alex,
带着一个小孩子叫做 Alex, 小小孩,
the judge,
这个法官,
was named David Gamble,
名叫, 大卫赌博,
Gamble means gambling.
Oh. He's also one of the elders in our church.
他也是我们教会的一个长老。
And Judge Gamble,
这赌博长老,
the judge,
这法官了,
signed papers,
签了一份文件,
legal papers,
法律文件,
for Alexander Reed,
叫这个 Alexander, 他本来姓 Reed,
to become Alexander Borgman.
成为 Alexander Borgman, 就姓他的姓了。
And so the judge signed the paper.
所以法官就签这个法律文件。
And then he said these words.
然后他就说了,
He said Brian and Ariel.
他说, Brian, 就是爸爸, 妈妈, 还有,
you must understand that Alex is no longer your foster son.
你必须明白, 从此以后,这个小男孩不会是你的收养的儿子而已。
He's not even your adopted son. He is simply your son. Entitled to all of the benefits, all the affection, and all of the legal rights, as if he had been born your son. And then he said to Ashley and Zach,
然后他对这我的亲生儿子跟我的女儿说,
Alex is no longer your foster brother.
这个小男孩 Alex 不是你的捡回来的弟弟啊。
He's not your adopted brother.
他也不是你收养的弟弟啊。
He is just your little brother.
他是你的弟弟。
And then he looked at Ariel and me.
然后他再看看爸爸妈妈夫妻俩。
And he pounded his gavel.
然后他就碰了。 就像这样。
And said, let the spankings begin.
他说开始可以管教他了。
This is what God does with us.
这就是神在我们身上所行的。
But with one big difference.
但是有一个。 天渊之别,完全不同的地方。
After God legally declares us his children,
在神合法的在法庭上宣布我们是他的儿女之后呢,
making that declaration as the judge,
他以一个法官的身份宣布这是你的儿子。
He steps out from behind that bench,
之后呢, 他从法官的台上出来。
Takes off the judge's robe,
然后脱下法官的袍子,
and embraces us as our father.
然后他自己亲自拥抱我们, 因为他就是我们的父, 不仅是法官,
if you were to see my son Alex's birth certificate,
如果你要看看我儿子那个, 这个儿子的, 出生证的话,
it has the date that he was born,
上面有他出生日期,
and listed as parents,
上面写的父母是谁呢?
It's Brian Borgman,
Brian Borgman, 他,
and Ariel Borgman,
我的太太。
If you looked at that birth certificate,
如果你看那个出生证明,
you could not tell,
你看不出来,
he was adopted,
他是收养,
it just looks as if he was born our son,
看起来就像他是我们亲生的儿子一样。
That's what happens when God brings us into his family.
这就是当神收养我们, 赐给我们神儿子名分的时候所发生的事实。
You are my son, you are my daughter,
你是我儿子, 你是我女儿。
With all of the benefits and privileges,
一切的儿女的特权, 权益,
as if you had been born into my family,
都属你, 就像你在我家出生的一模一样。
The third aspect of adoption,
好, 第三个方面,
is
收养的, 第三个方面,
it is a relational term.
收养也是一个关系的用词。
Notice the language that's used.
你看看这个所用的言辞啊,
father, daughter, son, child.
父啊, 儿女, 父亲, 这些用词都是关系用词。
That relationship between God as our Father and us as His child,
这个关系, 父是我们的天父, 神是我们的天父, 我们是他的儿女,
is created by the Holy Spirit,
这个关系是圣灵所造的一个新关系,
who is called in Romans 8:15 the Spirit of Adoption.
罗马书第八章第十五节说到, 这是儿子的心啊, 儿子的心。
And so at one time we were little ruined, destitute orphans.
从前我们现在这些小孤儿, 而且完全生命毁灭掉, 很孤单可怜的, 孤苦伶仃的小孤儿, 从前,
we were children of wrath.
我们是可怒之子啊, 从前,
sons of disobedience.
我们是那悖逆之子啊,
but now we are the sons and the daughters of God.
如今我们成了神的儿女, 神的儿子,
and Almighty God
这位全能的神,
the creator of the ends of the earth,
创造天地宇宙的主宰,
is now your father.
如今成了你的爸爸,
and so is it any wonder
难怪,
that the Apostle John says,
使徒约翰会说,
behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us.
看啊,
that we should be called the children of God. I may have mentioned this before, but I grew up as a Catholic. And so I would recite the Lord's Prayer. And I would always say, Our Father who art in heaven.
我说我们在天上的父,
I had said those words hundreds, if not thousands of times.
我背了上百,如果没有上千遍,
but it was not until God saved me and brought me into his family
把我带进他的家中,
that those words, Our Father,
这些话, 我们在天上的父啊，那个话
really meant something to me.
才对我有真正的意义。
There was an old Puritan by the name of John Owen.
有一位古老的清教徒叫做约翰·欧文。
Do you have this quote?
Yeah, I have it. Okay.
And this is what he wrote.
他说,
Be fully assured in your hearts that the Father loves you.
你要全心接纳天父爱你的这个事实啊,
have fellowship with the Father in His love.
并且在爱中与父交往,
have no fears or doubts about His love for you.
千万不要怀疑或者惧怕他对你的大爱,
the greatest burden you can lay on the Father,
要知道你给天父最大的担,
the greatest unkindness you can do to him is not to believe that he loves you. And so adoption is a redemptive term. It is a legal term. It is a relational term. And finally, it is a future term.
好,第四呢,
there is certainly an already aspect to our adoption.
当然,我们的救赎从一个角度来看啊,是已经成了,由这个角度,是已经成了的事实,已经被收养了。
We right now, by faith in Christ, are the children of God.
我们如今因着信靠耶稣基督,我们现在就是神的儿女了,被收养了。
And so when we embrace Christ by faith,
我们凭着信心接纳接待基督,
we're brought into God's family.
我们被带进神的家中,
and we understand that by faith.
我们凭着信, 我们就知道这是事实, 我们是神的儿女。
It's not by sight.
不是凭着眼见。
There are some of you who are in God's family.
你们当中有人已经在神的家中了。
You right now are the children of God. But on the outward appearance,
但是外表看起来,
you don't look any different than those who are not the children of God.
你跟那些世人看起来没什么差别, 都差不多。
But there's coming a day,
但是有一天,
when God will declare to the whole world,
神会向全世界宣告,
to all the angels,
告诉所有的天使,
that you are his child.
你是他的儿女。
He will vindicate that decision through your future resurrection.
借着你将来的复活,
and so the not yet aspect of our adoption tells us that there's coming a time when all of the privileges will be ours.
告诉我们有一天, 当所有的权益都会成为我们的时候,
no longer by faith,
那个时候不是在凭信心仰望,
but someday by sight.
到那一天, 将来那一天是亲眼见到,亲身经历到这一切的儿女的权益。
Romans chapter 8,
罗马书第八章23节,
verse 23.
记住, 不但如此, 就是我们这有圣灵, 初节我知道，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
So the fullness of our adoption
是我们的完全得到救赎。
Will happen when God actually gives us redeemed, glorified bodies in the future.
会等到那一天，将来当神会给我们一个得赎的新的救赎的身体。
Notice the way that John puts this in 1 John chapter 3.
你再看约翰一书的第三章，约翰是怎么形容这个事实的。
Notice especially verse 2.
特别注意第二节，我们一起读。你看，父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要向他，因为必得见他的真体。
So when does the passage tell us that we are the children of God?
所以这段经文告诉我们，我们什么时候是神的儿女？
Tomorrow?
明天吗？
Next century?
下一个世纪吗?
When are we the children of God?
什么时候我们是神的儿女? 现在。
Now.
Yeah.
Right now.
现在就是你信的话。
So if you believe in Jesus,
如果你信靠了基督的话,
you are the child of God now.
你现在就是神的儿子跟女儿。
But does it appear what you are going to be?
但是你是否会就像你将来会成为的样子吗?
And so John says, even though we are right now the children of God,
约翰说，虽然我们现在的确是神的儿女了，
it does not yet appear what we are going to be.
但是将来如何还未显明。
When will that happen?
好，那个将来，那个什么时候会显明呢？
When Jesus appears.
就是当基督显现的时候。
When the Lord Jesus returns,
当主耶稣再来的时候，显现的时候，
we will become just like Him. So there's a future aspect to our adoption.
So here
is the question for you.
现在问题是,
are you the child of God?
你是否是神的儿女呢?
Or are you a child of the devil?
或者你是魔鬼的儿女呢?
John actually says that it's obvious.
约翰说这是很明显的。
Who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil?
谁是神的儿女，谁是撒旦魔鬼的儿女，很明显，一目了然。
It's demonstrated in the way that we live.
借着你的生活就彰显出来了。
And so if you are a child of God,
如果你是神的儿女的话，
then God has brought you into his family and he loves you.
那么神已经把你带到他的家庭中，他爱你。
Maybe,
也许。
You don't have a good earthly father.
也许你在世上的爸爸不太好。
Maybe,
也许
you have a very difficult family life.
你的家庭的关系很紧张，很多的困难。
Maybe your home is not a happy place to be.
也许你的家庭不是一个很快乐的、美满的一个地方。
Maybe you have a very nice earthly father.
或者也许你有个很好的爸爸。
I have a wonderful earthly dad.
You better say that. 我有一个很好的爸爸，地上的爸爸。
I thank God for my dad.
我为我爸爸感谢主。
But even the best of earthly fathers,
但是就算是最好的世上的父亲，
cannot compare to our heavenly father.
跟天父比起来，差得远得远得远。
And so even though you may not have a happy family life,
虽然也许你在世上没有一个很美满的家庭生活,
you can belong to a family that knows no end.
你可以归属一个永远的家。
You can belong to a family where the father loves you.
你可以归属一个真正爱你的一个父的家。
And always does you good.
他永远是做的是为你好。
You can belong to a family
你可以归属一个家
where we have much to look forward to.
在那里我们有 美好的盼望。
And the Bible tells us very simply,
圣经很简单告诉我们,
that to as many as received Him, that is Jesus,
凡接待他的, 就接待耶稣基督的,
to these He gave the right to become the children of God.
他就赐他们权柄, 就是权义做神的儿女。
And so you can receive new life tonight. 所以
今晚你可以接受这新生命。
You can be granted a new status tonight.
你也可以得到一个合法的地位。
Have all of your sins forgiven tonight.
你可以得到一切的罪都可以得到赦免。
Know for sure the love of the Father tonight.
你可以肯定的知道父的大爱。
And have eternal life tonight.
今晚你就可以得到永生。
By simply trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ.
只要信靠主耶稣基督。
It is my earnest prayer.
这就是我迫切的祷告。
That you know Him.
盼望你认识他。
That you're able to call Him Father.
你能够由衷的呼唤他父啊。
And that you are assured that He loves you.
你肯定他真正爱你。
There are others of you.
我们当中也有其他人。
You do believe in Jesus.
你的确相信主耶稣基督。
But you think about your Christian life.
但是当你想到你基督徒生活的时候。
In terms of just serving God.
你想的都是怎么服侍啊，怎么做这个做那个的。
Working for God.
为神工作啊，努力啊。
Laboring in His kingdom.
啊，在为他这是疲于奔命啊，东奔西跑。你想。
Being obedient because He is the King.
你要顺服他，听他话，因为他是王啊，他是主啊。
And God is certainly the King.
当然，他神是主，他是王，没有错。
But you need to think of Him as your Father.
但是不仅如此，你更需要认识他是你的父，他是你的爸爸。
In fact, some of you think.
其实。我们当中也有人认为啊
，that the Father's love for you
神对你的爱
is based on how well you perform
是根据你的表现来决定的。
Did I read my Bible today？
我今天有没有读圣经啊
？Did I say my prayers today？
我今天有没有祷告啊？
Did I witness to somebody today？
我今天有没有传福音啊
？And if we say yes，
如果我们说哦，我都做了，我做了这些事
，then we say God loves me。
那神就爱我啦，因为我做得好嘛。
But maybe we had a bad day。
那也许有一天我们
，and maybe we didn't read our Bible。
那天没有好好祷告。
And maybe we didn't pray very much。
没有读圣经。
And maybe we were ashamed of the gospel.
也许那天我们因福音为耻了。
And then we think, well, God doesn't love me as much today as He did yesterday.
那我们就以为他今天不像昨天那么爱我了。
That is not true.
这不是事实。
The Father's love for you never changes.
父神对你的爱永不改变。
I have three children.
我有三个儿女啊。
My daughter's all grown up.
我的女儿已经长大了。
And she's married.
她已经结婚了。
My other son is 20.
我另外一个儿子二十岁。
He still lives at home.
他还住在家里。
We need to gently push him out.
我们要轻轻的要推他出门了啊。
My other son is 16.
另外还有一个儿子十六岁。
But he's this tall.
但他好高。
And this big.
好肥啊。
I don't spank him anymore.
我打不了他了。
Over the years,
经过那么多年来啊,
my children have disobeyed.
我的孩子有时候不听话。
And sometimes they've disappointed me.
有时候他叫我失望。
And sometimes I've been grieved by things they've done.
我有时候因着他们所做的事情心里头很难过。
But I've never stopped loving them.
但是我从来没有停止爱他们。
And my love for them wasn't greater when they were obedient and less when they were disobedient.
我对他们的爱不因着他们做得好我就更爱他做得不好我就不爱他们没有。
If I as an imperfect father can love my children,
你看我身为一个不完全的爸爸能够爱我的儿女的话。
Then how much more can our perfect heavenly father love us?
何况我们这位完全完美的慈善的父亲如是何等的爱我。
Some of you need to really believe that God loves you.
我们当中有人需要真正相信天父爱你。
Because He loves you.
因为他爱你。
Not because you've earned it.
不是因为你做得好，你赚取赢得他的爱。
And so being a child of God.
所以成为一个神的儿女。
is a wonderful blessing. It is freedom. It is having a relationship with the Father. It's being declared His child. And the devil can't do anything about it. He can never change the status. The devil can never go to say to God, that one cannot be your child anymore. They sinned too much. They were ashamed of you. The devil can never say, you need to kick that person out of your family. Haven't you had enough of them yet? The Father looks at us. And He says, that person is my child. Not because they were good enough, but because my Son Jesus Christ is good enough. Some of you need to truly embrace what it means to be accepted by God. And so I would suggest to you that the great truth of adoption should be central to our Christian life. And so my contention is if we're to answer the question, what is my relationship with God?
到底我跟神的关系是什么样的关系呢? 我的论点是,
our first answer should be,
我们最重要, 第一个答案应该是,
He is my Father,
首先他是我的父,
I am His child.
我是他的儿女。
Well, tonight's sermon is shorter.
啊, 今天晚上的信息比较短一点。
Tomorrow's sermons will be longer.
明天的信息会长一点。
And so after I pray, we'll take time for some questions.
等我祷告之后呢, 你有什么问题可以提出来, 我们可以花一点时间回答问题。
Let's pray.
Okay, 我们先祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父上帝,
we thank you so much
我们何等感恩,
for your love for us.
为着你对我们的慈爱,
we thank you for Jesus who paid for our sins.
为着基督为我们付出赎价, 为我们的罪, 代罪, 我们感恩。
We thank you that we're clothed in His righteousness.
我们因着披戴着他的义而感恩。
And we thank you that because of Him, you've brought us into your family.
我们感谢你因着基督的缘故, 你把我们带进你的家中。
And Father, as we think more about this tomorrow,
父,我们明天继续要思考这个问题的时候,
the privileges and the responsibilities,
我们想到做神儿女的特权与义务的时候,
We pray that we would rejoice that we are your children. Father, we pray for those that are not your children tonight. We pray that your Spirit would bring them into your family. And that there would be rejoicing in heaven. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, since we have a little extra time, are there any questions about what we talked about tonight?
既然我们还有些时间, 我们有没有一些问题?
I have a question.
Okay.
我有个问题。 我先用中文问, 再英文。 如果有人 没有这个金色黎明的盼望, 荣耀早晨的盼望, 主再来, 被主接纳成为神的儿女盼望, 应该怎么办? If somebody doesn't have this bright hope of the golden morning to be adopted one day and resurrection hope, what should we do?
Well, to live without hope,
活在世上如果没有指望的话,
is ultimately to be in despair.
最后会绝望。
And when you think about the hope that we have as Christians,
当你想到基督徒所有的那个指望,
it's that future perspective.
是那个将来的那个哇美好的将来
that sustains us now.
这个将来的指望可以现在就给我们力量, 使我们能够奔跑.
If a person doesn't have that future hope,
如果一个人没有那个将来的指望的话,
then when they grieve in this life,
那么当世上当他, 心里伤心的难过的时候,
or they suffer in this life,
或者在世上受苦的时候,
the best that they can hope for,
他们所盼望的, 最好的盼望就是,
is that it ends.
就是这个痛苦会停止。
For us, our hope,
但是对我们基督徒来说, 我们的盼望呢,
is not just that the suffering will end,
不仅是痛苦会停止而已,
but that one day God actually will give us eternal day.
乃是有一天神会给我们这个永恒的日子。
And I think the idea of hope,
我想这个盼望这个词啊,
and a real hope,
真正的盼望,
a confidence in God,
就是对神的一个信念,
is one of the best things that we can offer people who don't know Christ.
是我们可以给那些不认识基督的人最好的礼物。
And so to take a person who is hopeless,
我们把一个在世上没有指望的人,
and show them that we really truly can have a future hope,
告诉他们我们的确可以有一个确切的将来的指望,
is the best gift that you can offer somebody.
这是你可以给一个人的最好的礼物。
We're surrounded by very, very sad people.
我们周围有很多很多那些伤心欲绝没有指望的人。
And many have very, very sad lives.
有些很多人都非常悲伤啊,生活的是充满痛苦。
And their only hope is in Jesus.
他们唯一的指望是在基督里。
And so we need to tell people.
所以我们需要告诉他们这个好消息。
Is that what you're after?
嗯, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Daniel.
18:13. John 1, First John 2:23 says, 什么是由神而生? Oh, John 1:24. Okay, those who receive him, he will give us the right to become sons.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
John 5:1.
Mm-hmm.
All those who believe that Jesus Christ is born of God.
Mm-hmm.
Also chapter 2, 3, 4, etc. All say the same thing.
Yes.
How do you explain that? Your question is,
mm-hmm.
Okay, we are born of God. Yes.
Okay.
Or are we adopted?
That's a great question.
那是一个很伟大的问题。
The kind I would expect from a math teacher.
这是一个数学老师会问的问题。
Paul is the only writer in the New Testament to use the term adoption.
保罗呢是整本新约圣经用到收养这个词的。
John's favorite imagery,
约翰最喜欢用的词呢是,
is born of God,
是从神而生的,
and children of God.
或者是神的儿女,
and so my explanation
是我的解释就是,
is not one is true and one isn't.
我的解释就是不是说一个收养对这个 从神而生不对, 没有一个对一个错,
but when Paul uses the phrase adoption as sons,
当保罗用, 被神赐给他儿女的身份的时候, 保罗用这个词的时候,
he's focusing on the legal and redemptive aspect,
他所集中的焦点是那个救赎跟法律的,
That's more connected to justification.
这与称义有关的,
when John uses his imagery,
但是当约翰用他的从神而生这个词的时候,
he's emphasizing more
他所强调的乃是,
the work of the Holy Spirit in the new birth.
圣灵借着重生, 在所做的工作，重生的工作。
So in a sense, there are two aspects to us being children.
所以从一个角度，就是有这两方面，我们成为神的儿女有这两方面的角度来看。
And the one is the legal adoptive aspect.
一个是法律的收养的角度。
And so we're heirs and joint heirs with Christ.
我们是后嗣，与基督同作后嗣。
And then the other is the renewing aspect of the Holy Spirit.
另一方面呢，是圣灵的更新这方面。
So that John sees that regeneration.
所以约翰看到这个重生啊。
As a birth which makes us children.
是一个生啊。神把我们生出来成为他的儿女。
And so I think both of those actually complement each other.
其实这两方面是相辅相成，而不是矛盾的。
And so the important thing to remember is that Jesus is the Son.
所以要记得的最重要的一点就是耶稣基督是神的独生子。
In a unique way.
他是特别的，独特的。
And in his sonship.
耶稣这个身为儿子啊。
We're adopted.In Jesus' sonship, we're adopted.
在耶稣里面，我们被收养。
But also because of Jesus' sonship, we receive the Spirit.
也因着基督是神的儿子，我们就得到了儿子的灵或者儿子的心。
Does it make sense?
懂吗？
He looks satisfied.
他看起来满足了。
Okay. Very good question.
很好的问题，伟大的问题。
Very shy tonight.
Always. 今天晚上很害羞，我是总是害羞。
Does this elderly gentleman in the second row have a question?
第二排的老人家有没有问题？Are you satisfied?
Yeah. Yes.
In the Bible, it says, whatever you said about what I'm going to
say about
what?
Yes. Yes.
The husband will be one? Okay. First Corinthians 7. 哥林多前书第七章讲的，如果妻子是信徒的话，那么丈夫也因着妻子成圣。
Okay.
那么这个丈夫会不会因着妻子信也成为神的儿女呢？
Okay, that's a very good question.
很好的问题。
You have a Bible?
Yes, I do.
Okay. The question refers to 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多前书第七章，他的问题在。
In verse 14, Paul says the unbelieving husband is sanctified through his wife.
保罗说到，这个不信的丈夫因着妻子成了圣洁。
And the unbelieving wife is sanctified through her believing husband.
并且不信的妻子呢，就因着丈夫成了圣洁。
For otherwise your children are unclean.
不然你们的儿女就不洁净。
But now they are holy.
但如今他们是圣洁了。
And then Paul says in verse 15.
然后第十五节保罗说。
If the unbelieving one leaves, let him leave.
好，如果那不信的人要离去，就由他离去吧。
The brother or sister is not under bondage in such cases.
无论是弟兄是姊妹，遇到这样的事都不必拘束。
But God has called us to peace.
神召我们原是要我们和睦。
For how do you know, O wife?
你们做妻子的怎么知道
whether you will save your husband?
怎么知道不能救你的丈夫呢？
Or how do you know, O husband?
你们在做丈夫的。
Whether you will save your wife.
怎么知道不能救你们的妻子呢？
My understanding of what Paul says there.
我对这段经文保罗所说的理解是。
When he says the believing spouse.
刚刚说到这个信的这一方面啊，不论是丈夫妻子。
Sanctifies the unbelieving spouse.
会使那不信的成圣的意思。
I don't think that Paul means sanctify in the sense of save that person.
我相信保罗说这个成圣的意思不是说叫他得救。
But we need to remember that the idea of sanctification is to set apart.
你要明白成圣的意思就是分别嘛。 分别为圣，分开来跟世人分开。
So if you have a believing wife and an unbelieving husband,
所以如果你有个信的丈夫妻子跟不信的丈夫，
the unbelieving husband is sanctified, he's set apart.
所以这个不信的丈夫就成圣，成圣的意思就是被分别出来。
By the witness and the influence of the wife,
因着信主的妻子的见证和他的影响，他就分别出来。
So she's praying for her unbelieving husband.
因为这个妻子在为她不信主的丈夫为她祷告。
She's living her life as an example before her unbelieving husband.
在她不信主的丈夫面前，她活出一个有见证的生活。
Sometimes there can be other influences because of her connection to the church.
因着这个姊妹的关系呢，还有其他的一些影响力在她身上。
And so to be sanctified in that sense, I think, means to be brought under the influence of the gospel.
所以这里成圣的意思呢，我相信指的是受到福音的影响之下，就是分别出来，受到福音的益处的影响。
And then when Paul says, therefore your children are holy, not unclean.
所以当保罗说，那么因此你的儿女呢，就成圣了，他们就不是不洁净的了。
The Corinthians could have been asking a question like this.
那哥林多人就可以问这样的问题了。
If I'm a believer,
如果我是个信徒，
and my husband or wife is an unbeliever,
我的丈夫或者我的妻子是不信的，
what are our children?
那我们的儿女怎么办？
And I think Paul says,
那我相信保罗说的是，
that the children are holy, that is sanctified.
那我的儿女呢，就是洁净的，就是被分别为圣的。
In the same way that the unbelieving spouse is sanctified.
正如那个不幸的丈夫也成圣了，就是被分别出来。
In other words, it only takes one believing parent.
换言之，只要有父母当中只要有一个信的，
to bring children under the influence of the gospel.
就可以把他的儿女带到福音的正面的影响之下。
And so Paul's point in the passage.
所以保罗在这段经文里他要讲的重点来说，
is that the believing spouse.
那个信的那一方面。
Needs to do their best to stay with an unbelieving spouse.
要竭尽全力呢，要与那个不信的要住在一块。
Because Paul says you don't know whether or not God's going to use you to save that person.
保罗意思说，你不知道神会不会使用你啊，这个信主的，把那不信的或者你的儿女、你的丈夫的妻子带到神面前。
And I would say in my pastoral experience.
我会说在我这个牧会的经验当中呢，
and Larry might be able to confirm this as well,
可能我也会同意啊。
Most of the people we see come to faith in Christ,
我们所看到信主的人大多数的人呢、啊、
are spouses married to believers,
或者是信主的那另外那个不信主的那方面的已经信主的那另一半信主了，
and children of believers,
或者是信主的儿女信主。
And that happens because they're set apart by the influence of the gospel.
他们之所以能够来信主，是因为他们成圣，他们被分别出来，得到了福音的益处，受了福音的影响，才能够信主。
And so it's very possible that maybe you're married to an unbelieving spouse.
所以很可能你嫁了或者娶了一个不信的一半。
And you pray and you pray and you pray.
为他祷告，祷告，祷告。
And I will just tell you a brief story.
让我告诉你一个很简单的故事啊。
It was a woman in our church.
我们教会有一个姊妹。
And she was married to an unbeliever.
她嫁了一个不信主的。
He was a calf roper.
这个男的是一个。
In the rodeos, calf roper.
哦，是一个。
They ride on a horse and they rope calves.
牛仔就是那个牛仔。Cowboy, 就是一个牛仔。
Yeah. And a very, very rough man.
他是一个非常粗暴的一个男人。
Hated Christianity.
他恨恶基督教。
They are married for 40 years.
他们结婚了四十整年。
And finally, when he was in his late 60s,
最后当他六十多岁成了老头的时候，
came to faith in Christ.
他信靠了基督。
40 years she prayed for him.
这个姊妹为他祷告四十年之久。
And she endured with him.
她也忍耐担当他。
And all of those 40 years,
那四十年当中,
no matter how sinful he was,
无论这个男人犯了多大的罪,
he constantly had that influence of the gospel because of his wife.
因着他的妻子，他总是有那个福音的影响在他周围。
And so he now is a child of God.
所以这个男的如今成了神的儿女了。
So don't give up.
所以不要放弃。
Other questions, comments, protests, riots, demonstrations, outbursts, letter to the editor.
任何意见、批评 ，OK。Mentioned the husband and wife believe, but the other half don't believe. Okay.
另一半怎么样？
啊啊 ，He's set apart. Yeah.
嗯
哼。嗯。Setting apart is different from salvation, right?
Yes. Yes.
Not the same.
It is not the same.
不一样，不一样。
But being set apart puts you closer.To salvation.
但是一旦成圣被神分别出来了，你就跟救恩近一点了，但是还没入门。
Think of it like this.
你要这样想啊。
You have to be inside the house to be saved.
你必须进到屋子里头，进到家庭里头要才能得救。
Being sanctified by a believing spouse.
就是被那个信的人成圣的时候，分别为圣的时候。
Gets you on the front porch.
你就进到前门了。更近一点
，very close，
很近了。嗯，丈夫有机会。Okay. When you believe, you and your whole family, your household will believe. What does it mean?
No. yeah. In Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章三十一节。Is it a promise that God had given to us that when you believe, your whole household will believe? Or does it mean that your other half will believe for sure?
Okay. I wouldn't actually take your household as a hard and fast promise.
我不会把这一段经文当做一个绝对的应许啊，你的全家得救。
Because what Paul says in Acts 16:31,
因为保罗在使徒行传十六章三十一节所说的呢
，is believe in the Lord Jesus,
就相信主耶稣
，and you will be saved and your household.
你原文的意思，你必得救，还有你的家。
I assume that what Paul means is you will be saved if you believe.
我相信保罗的意思呢是，如果你信主耶稣，你一定会得救。
And your household will be saved if they believe.
那么你的家呢？如果他们信的话，也会得救。
And to bear that out, the rest of the passage.
我证明这一点，其他的经文呢也可以证明这一点。
Verse 32.
看第三十二节也说。
And they, which is Paul and Silas,
他们就是保罗跟希拉
spoke the word of the Lord to him,
就把主的道讲给他听。
Together with all who were in his house,
和他全家的人听。
So the household is hearing the gospel.
所以他全家人也听了福音，听了道了。
Verse 33, he took them that very hour of the night,
当晚就在那个时候
washed their wounds,
狱卒把他们带回去洗他们的伤
and immediately he was baptized,
那么他就受洗了
he and all his household,
他和属于他的人立时都受了洗
If we stopped right there,
我们就此停止的话
it might seem like the jailer was baptized,
那听起来好像这个狱卒受了洗了
And then Paul just indiscriminately baptized the rest of the family.
那么保罗也不分青红皂白，把他全家人也都洗掉了。
In fact, that's what Presbyterians would argue.
那些长老会的人会那么以为的。
But verse 34,
但是34节说
says, and he, that's the jailer,
于是狱卒，就是狱卒啊，
brought them into his house,
领他们上自己的家里去，
and set food before them,
给他们摆上饭，
and rejoiced greatly,
好，他就全家都欢喜快乐，
having believed in God with his whole household.
他和全家因为信了神都很喜乐。
So the jailer's household, that is his family,
就是狱卒的全家，就是他全家大小。
In fact, probably even his extended family,
甚至他的也许是更大的家庭了。
They believed the gospel,
他们全都信了福音。
Like he believed the gospel,
他狱卒信了福音一样。
And so the promise is, believe on the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved.
所以神的应许是信福音你就会得救。
And if your household believes, they'll be saved.
如果你的全家相信他们也会得救，这是应许。
okay. Yeah. So nobody gets saved automatically because they're related to somebody.
所以没有人因为他跟别人有关系，裙带关系就一起得救，全家 就牵进去了。
Every individual person needs to trust Christ.
那是个人，每个人都要个别的相信耶稣基督才能得救。
OK. Over here.
OK. 好了。Okay, to become a child of God. Okay, so the moment we believe, when we are baptized and we become children of God,
你的问题是什么？
Okay, you just said,Now we are the children of God.
Mm-hmm.
I said, should we say, at the moment we're baptized, we become the children of God.
Oh, okay. Being baptized is the demonstration or the confession that we are the children of God.
受洗不过是承认或者显向世界公告公布我们是神的儿女。
So we're not baptized in order to become the children of God.
我们不是受了洗才能成为神的儿女。不。
We're baptized because we've become the children of God.
我们受洗乃是因为我们已经是神的儿女，所以我们受洗来告诉世界。
So it's faith in Christ that makes us the children of God.
所以是因着信靠基督使我们成为神的儿女。
And it's baptism that expresses that faith.
而受洗不过是表现你内心信心的一个外在的形式而已。
Okay.She doesn't look convinced.
她看起来好像不满足。
See, it's not water that makes us God's children.
你知道这个受洗的水呀，不能够使我们的罪洗净，成为神的儿女。
It's God's Spirit that makes us His children.
神的灵重生我们，使我们成为神的儿女。
And so when we're baptized, that's why I think only people who believe should be baptized.
所以我相信。那些真正信的人才能够受洗。
And that we shouldn't baptize infants who cannot exercise faith.
我们不应该叫那些不能够信的婴孩不应该为他们受洗，他们不能信。
Is that a controversial issue among
I agree
Chinese
with you.
Christians?
No problem. I agree. Amen.
There you have it.
Amen. The Bible teaches.
圣经这么教导。
所以现在 sorry, I have a comment to make.、
Oh,
所以现在很多教会乱给人受洗，乱来。Many churches baptize people while they're still unconverted.、
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible.
Yes. Yeah.、Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
超哥。First Peter 3.
Yes.
19 to 20.
Yes.
我来读好吗 First Peter 三章十九到二十节是吧前书啊 OK 读给大家听他借着这灵曾去传道给那些在监狱里的灵听就是那从前在挪亚预备方中神容忍等待的时候不信从的人当时进入方舟借着水得救的不多只有八个人 OK 问题是什么Jesus went down to prison
Oh OK Is that the question?
问题是什么呢？He preached to the spirit in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh, did Christ really go down to hell?
No.
他没有去阴间。You want to explain it?
Sure.
Okay.
In verse 19, when it says he went and made proclamation to the spirits now in prison, there's been two ways in the church's history that we've looked at this passage.
教会历史上啊，对这段经文有两种不同的解释。
And that is proclamation was made to people who are now in prison, that is hell.
就是像那些在地狱里，现在在地狱里的人，第一呢是宣告。
Or
或者第二个解释是
，Jesus went and made proclamation in hell to the spirits that are there. Okay.
Okay. I'm confused.
Okay.
Okay.
It's two different things.
Okay. 两个不同的事情，什么不同 ？Okay. Okay. Say it again. Okay.
The first idea.
好，第一个意思是。
Is that Jesus made proclamation
耶稣传道
to spirits
给灵
who are now
是现在
imprisoned or in hell
现在在地狱里就是在监狱的灵
The other view is that
另外一个观点是耶稣
went to hell
耶稣那个时候去了地狱
to make the proclamation
那个时候传道给
okay
那些人
those are the two ideas
这两个不同的意思听明白没有？听明白？
Do you understand the difference?
I do, but they are not reacting.
听懂没有？ Okay, okay. So, okay. Let me think of an analogy.
举个例子啊，举个例子。
Larry preached to people who are now in America.
我曾经向那些现在在美国的人讲道
But when he preached to them
当我那个时候讲道的时候
They were in China
他们还在中国
But now they're in America
现在他们在美国
Okay But when he preached to them they were in China
但是当我向他们讲道的时候
okay.
他们正在中国
So Jesus preached to people that are now in prison or in hell
所以耶稣现在耶稣现在传道给 say it again last sentence last phrase
really
okay more explain
so the idea is that Jesus made proclamation at one time
耶稣曾经传道给
in the past
从前曾经传道给
the spirits who are now presently in prison
那些现在在地狱里的人
okay Now, the reason that I think that's the correct
okay, 我相信那才是正确的解释
interpretation is because of chapter 1.
原因是你看第一章。
So if you turn back to chapter 1.
Okay, I understand now.
Okay.
看第一章。
So Peter says in verse 10 through 12.
十到十二节彼得说
As to this salvation,
论到这救恩,
the prophets who prophesied of the grace that would come to you made careful searches and inquiries, seeking to know what person or time the Spirit of Christ within them was indicating as he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories to follow.
Okay, 那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细的寻求考，就是考察在他们心里的基督的灵预先证明基督要受苦后来得荣耀是指的什么事
okay, did you finish it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now if you notice chapter 3
那你注意第三章啊
The spirits in prison
那些在监狱里的灵
are there, we know who those are Those people are, because of verse 20, they are the ones who were once disobedient when the patience of God kept waiting in the days of Noah.
哦，就是那些从前在挪亚预备方舟，神容忍等待的时候，那些不信从的人，那些人。
So the spirits now in prison,
所以现在在地狱的人
were the disobedient during the days of Noah.
是那些在挪亚的时候还活着不信从的人。
Christ made proclamation to them,
哦，基督在那个时候，挪亚的日子向他们宣传福音。
Through the preaching of Noah,
借着挪亚的传道，基督向他们传福音。
In other words, Noah is one of the prophets,
换言之，挪亚是其中一位先知。
Through whom the Spirit of Christ was speaking.
借着挪亚这位先知，神的灵向这些人传道传福音。
So Christ through Noah made proclamation.
所以基督借着挪亚传道给这些人。
To the disobedient generation.
就是那一代挪亚世代不信从的人。
Who are now in prison.
但这些人现在在地狱里头，在监牢里头。
So I don't think Jesus descended into hell.
所以我不相信耶稣下到地狱。
To make proclamation,
下到地狱去传福音,
but made it through Noah and the prophets.
乃是在挪亚活的日子，基督的灵借着挪亚，借着先知传道给那些不信从，当时不信从的人。
Does that make sense, Caleb?
懂了没有?
Okay.
夏乐，好哥。
Larry agrees with that too.
Amen.
。Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.